Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about buying a trailer for hauling your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A trailer is an unpowered vehicle towed by a powered vehicle, which is a haul truck. It is commonly used for transporting goods and materials, and there are different types of trailers for carrying heavy equipment. Choice of trailer depends on the size and weight of your heavy equipment. While selecting a trailer, one should also consider the purpose, type, brand, price, and future maintenance and quick availability of replacement parts. Hauling of heavy vehicles such as cars, trucks, bulldozers, excavators, and heavy equipment is not an easy task. It is necessary to choose the right type of trailer with the proper payload capacity. It requires careful planning and execution in order to be successful. If care is not taken, then it will lead to accidents and loss of heavy equipment. A special type of trailer called a low boy trailer, LT, is used in securing of heavy equipment. It is a low bed trailer or a semi-trailer that has two height drop in the deck and sits very low to the ground. Entertainment Transportation Network Incorporated, a low boy or a double drop trailer refers to the type of flatbed trailer that has a well or middle section that is lower height. They are very low and flatter and are legally allowed to carry loads up to 12 feet in length or in height. They are also called heavy haul trailers since many carry bulldozers and industrial machines and other heavy equipment, which is the heavy equipment. They're popular in Canada, South America, and Australia, and also the United States. Low boy trailers comes in several types for the wide range of tasks, such as a fixed gooseneck, which is the FGN, a hydraulic detachable gooseneck, which is HRGN, and a mechanical detachable gooseneck, the MRGN, and a mechanical folding gooseneck, which is MFGN. Among them, the HRGA, which is hydraulic detachable gooseneck, is the fastest and easiest way to detach and is most common and versatile in low boy trailers. Thus, choosing from different types of low boy trailers may be helpful for hauling heavy equipment. Some additional things may be considered while purchasing a low boy trailer, such as the electrical brake controller, spare tires and tire carrier and lighting accessories, proper hitch hardware and trailer ball and trailer light protector or tail light protector, trailer utility rack, ball mounts, pin, clip and coupler lock, and receivable tube. Only trained and experienced drivers should be secure load safely and operate of hauling of the heavy equipment. The load should not exceed the trailer or the truck capacity. The load should be secured and distributed properly all over the trailer before it leaves the yard or place. In U.S., securing a heavy equipment falls under the regulation requirements of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is the FMCSA, when transporting across the borders. Hence, one needs to be familiar with the regulation or regulatory requirements to allow smooth transport of heavy equipment. Overall, low boys or LTs are expensive. They only fit to carry heavy cargo material. Hence, rather than purchase a new one, one can even buy a used LT. The price range for ULT is based on the year of the manufacturer, make, size, type, and general condition. One should choose the right type of trailer to save money and time. It will be reliable. It will make a reliable business and lead less of frustration in the future. Again, follow all the safety rules. Get yourself a trailer. Haul your equipment and save yourself some money. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.